This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is pledging to do whatever is necessary to help the nation recover from several natural disasters. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
From a massive wildfire in California to Hurricane Ida's destruction along the Gulf Coast and elsewhere.
My team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
The president tomorrow will visit Louisiana, where Ida came ashore as the fifth strongest storm ever to hit the U.S., savaging the Gulf Coast before flooding several states further north and east. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Joe Biden on Thursday blasted the Supreme Court's decision not to block a new Texas law banning most abortions in the state and directed federal agencies to do what they can to insulate women and providers from the impact. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked what the president would say to women in Texas who want abortions.
He would convey to them, I have asked my team to use every lever at their disposal to ensure you have this right, to ensure you have access.
In the middle of the night, a deeply divided high court allowed the law to remain in force. It is the nation's biggest curb on abortion rights since the court announced its landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that gave women a constitutional right to abortion. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 340,000, a pandemic low, and another sign that the job market is steadily rebounding from the economic collapse caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department said that jobless claims dropped by 14,000. The weekly count has mostly fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of September. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO's Regional Director for Africa, Matshidiso Moeti, blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries.
Africa accounts for just 2% over the 5 billion of the over 5 billion doses given globally. That percentage, I'm afraid, hasn't shifted in months. If the current trends hold, 42 of Africa's 54 countries, nearly 80%, are set to miss the September target, I'm afraid.
Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast-rising case numbers. The situation is particularly acute in West, Central, and East Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated his country's commitment to opening up its economy Thursday and said international cooperation will be a powerful force for a post-pandemic global economy. Xi made the comments over video link at the Global Trade in Services Summit in Beijing Thursday night. Without giving precise details, he said the country would implement a number of measures to further open China's economy, including sharing technology with the world. Thursday's summit kicked off the annual China International Fair for Trade in Services, which will last until September 7th in Beijing, with events both online and offline. A global shortage of computer chips is getting worse, and that's prompting automakers to temporarily shut down factories. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
General Motors says it will pause production at 8 North American plants during the next 2 weeks, including two that make the company's top-selling Chevy Silverado pickup. Meanwhile, Ford will stop making pickups at its Kansas City assembly plant for the next 2 weeks and cut shifts at two more truck plants in Dearborn, Michigan and Louisville, Kentucky. Industry analysts say the Delta variant of the coronavirus has hit employees at chip factories in Southeast Asia hard, and that's forced some of those plants to close, worsening a chip shortage that had been starting to improve. The cuts will compound an already short supply of new cars, trucks, and SUVs, which has pushed prices to record levels. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, with the Dow adding 0.37%, the S&P gaining 0.28%, and the NASDAQ climbing by 0.14%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.